1069 FM WT60 Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The FAA has ordered detailed inspections of Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets after an Alaska Airlines plane lost a window and part of the fuselage in flight yesterday. The planes are not officially grounded, but Alaska and other airlines will be looking for signs of trouble or an all clear before they fly them again. CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg says accidents like this are rare.
It doesn't happen very often. But it calls into question two possible scenarios, both of which are troubling. Was the actual window and door mechanism properly fastened and latched? And was there a design issue with that? Or was there a design issue with the structure of the plane itself?
Nobody was hurt. Alaska says 18 of its jets had just undergone those detailed checkouts. They're now back in service. Parts of the Northeast are getting their biggest winter storm in about 2 years, with most of that snow falling inland. WJZ-TV's Janae Reese is near Baltimore.
Some areas are going to see rain, other snow, and some even a wintry mix. We're in an area called Owens Mills, which is just northwest of Baltimore City, and we're here at the Maryland State Administration facility parking lot, where we're not seeing many of their trucks here. We only see one truck here waiting to refill any trucks that need more salt. A lot of their vehicles are out treating roads.
The first court appearance for three accused Capitol insurrectionists will be Monday in Ocala, Florida, after their arrest west of Orlando this morning. Exactly 3 years after hundreds stormed the Capitol, a CBS News poll finds most Americans disapprove of their actions, but about one in five say they approve, and some believe it was a setup. Deputy Surveys Director Jennifer DePinto.
Conspiracy theories do find purchase among some Republicans. A third endorsed the idea that most of those who entered the Capitol were people pretending to be Trump supporters, and nearly half of Republicans say law enforcement was trying to encourage the protest, either exclusively or along with trying to stop it.
Hezbollah fires as many as 60 rockets into Israel. Israel responds as Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrives for more shuttle diplomacy. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Blinken has several goals for this Mideast trip. The U.S. wants to prevent the war in Gaza from spreading to other fronts, such as Lebanon and Yemen. It wants Israel to ease the massive bombing of Gaza to reduce Palestinian civilian casualties. And it wants more humanitarian aid to get into Gaza.
In Wajima, Japan, rescue workers say a 90-year-old woman has been pulled out from under her collapsed home, leveled by an earthquake 124 hours earlier. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Michael Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, the Rousers. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison, or you can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate by First Weber. Sell your next home or buy your next home at MoveToMadison.com. Oh, we got a big show for you tonight, folks. Lots of things going on. We'll tell you all about it. And this band has a bunch of shows coming up that I'll tell you about after we do a double dip of Secret Menu. This is 18. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I'm staring at the ceiling, it's 3 a.m. Lying next to a lover or next to a friend, I don't know. But we fall asleep, start over again, making love so we can pretend that the cyclical fights that never stop have an ending. But we fall asleep, start over, ignoring all the calls from our family and friends. They'll still be there in the morning.
we became strangers. Now we fall asleep, start over again to another beautiful memory.
Keep it.
Civic Media. We are local music. The Secret Menu. The song is called Undeveloped. 818 before that. Secret Menu, they have a lot of stuff going on. They're going to be at the Company Brewing Company in Milwaukee doing a single release show with Well Plus Good, the Central Sonics, and Dank DeBose. That's at the Company Brewing on East Center Street. I'm sure you're familiar with that in Milwaukee on January 13th. Then they have shows in the Twin Cities, Chicago, back to Milwaukee, and a show here in Madison at the Nottingham Co-op on January 27th. And from personal experience, the shows at the co-ops here in Madison are off the hook sometimes. That's a good time.
You know, they're also going to be playing right here in the Lair, Jimmy.
That's right. They're coming up, February 17th?
February 17th.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, everybody. How you doing? Welcome to your Saturday evening here on Civic Media. It's Jimmy K and Rocker here playing original local music until midnight. Rocker, it's good to see you, man. How you been?
Pretty good, Jimmy. What's going on?
You know, I actually just cracked a cold one over here. We have a brand new beer sponsor, Rocker.
We do. We have a couple of new sponsors. Carbon 4 is helping us out. We have so many guests, and they need some refreshment. And Carbon 4 makes a slew of different beers that we're going to get to try. And Honeybee, Jimmy.
I remember those guys. They came in here. We chatted. And we had some samples.
Drinks. Yeah. That's right. Well, we're back in sample land, Jimmy. Mm. And they have a new THC infused drink out. So it's hopefully we don't float away.
I'm currently enjoying this Midwesterly Pilsner from Carbon 4.
Yes. Keeping that is
it,
good.
I'm keeping it far away from the broadcast board. Don't worry about that. I'm not going to spill anything here. I'm being a good little guy here. But this is good beer, Rocker.
It's yummy, Jimmy. And yes, we have, you know, a lot of things going on tonight.
We do. We have a big show for the people tonight. Back-to-back guest all night long, Rocker. What's the lineup?
Well, first off is going to be Black Star Drumline's music director, Joey B. Banks. Yep, you know, his band, Rare Element, is playing. Well, it's not. He plays drums for Rare Element, and they're playing at Funkfest tonight at the Majestic Theater. So he's going to scoot over here after his sound check, and we're going to talk to him in a little while. And Sam Lyons, he's taken off. He's going to be moving to L.A., so we're going to talk to him during his last show here in Madison for at least a little while. And then Something to Do, Jimmy. Mm. They have released a new album, actually, yesterday. And Nathan Trednick and Megan Elise, the artist, are going to be in here talking to us about Something to Do's new album and release party coming up next week. And the German Art Students, a legendary band around Madison because they've been around for 27 years. Mm-hmm. And they have a show coming up, and we're going to hear about that and hear what's going on with them. And Live in the Lair with El Donk, another band, Jimmy, that has been around, you know, Something to Do since 2003 and El Donk since 1995. So like all the bands tonight have been around literally more than 25 years.
Yeah. Over 100 years of music experience in the studio tonight.
Bam.
If I'm doing my math incorrectly, I might be off for a year or two.
Does anyone have a calculator?
I'm rounding up to 100. And I got Maxine Kevy coming up after 10 o'clock tonight. Of course, he's Central Last Crack at 11. We would love for you to be part of our show. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, you can call or text in the Civic Media app. Hey, speaking of Funk Fest that Joey B. Banks is playing at tonight, the fest season is here from the Majestic and the High Noon. The Wisconsin Pop Fest is happening at the Majestic Theater. That's happening next weekend. It's featuring Tay and the Neighborly, Cat and a Hurricane, and the Astrometers. We're going to do some Cat and a Hurricane in just a couple of minutes, but I can't believe I haven't discovered this band until this week on my search for music.
Yeah.
They're so good, dude. Tay and the Neighborly on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You yes.
Don't need to ask. From anybody but yourself, a little guidance of self-help goes a long way. Your mind's for you. To make talking to yourself for a little self-help.
Maxine Civic Media, we are local music. Cat and a Hurricane and Resonate, Tate and the Neighborly before that. Ooh, that was good stuff right there. I like that. Don't forget, they're part of the Wisconsin Pop Fest happening at the Majestic Theater next Saturday, January 13th. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you. Terry Barr, I think she's off. She's at the Sylvie tonight for Joey's song, right, Rocker?
She has been doing the social media for Joey Song and working with Joey Song for the last couple of days. So, yeah.
Greetings to all of you heading over to the Sylvie for Joey Song tonight. It's going to be a great show, and it's a great benefit, too, to help epilepsy research and get rid of that horrible disease that we have here.
That's right, Jimmy. Yeah, I went there yesterday to the Sylvie. They had a press interview with all the kind of, it was some of the stars that were playing. Butch Vig was giving a little speech, and it was pretty fun.
Cool.
It was a good time. And Charlie Behrens was there.
Charlie Behrens.
He was talking.
He cut a promo for Maxine Radio.
He did. He was there. I got to hang out with him for a minute. He was pretty cool. And he's really, you know, been helping out this cause as well. A lot of great stars there. A lot of local celebrities there as well. You know, a lot of people from Steely Dan I saw running around there playing with the Know It All Boyfriends. And,
yeah,
you know, just so many bands are partaking in this effort. to raise awareness and money for this cause. And Mike Gummel, which we talked to on the radio, he was there. He was ecstatic and, you know, really good event.
It proves once again just how strong the community of music is here in Madison. And musicians and people want to help contribute to a cause, and they make it good.
Well, there's so many national stars, Jimmy.
That too.
They were coming from around the country, L.A. and all over the place, and, you know, staying here for 3-4 days to get this thing down. And, you know, nobody gets paid. It's all volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Good cause. Joey Song, look it up on Facebook. If you can't make the show tonight, if you want to contribute, I'm sure they'll take your donation. It'll go to a good cause for sure. We got Joey B. Banks. We're going to talk about Black Star Drumline in just a couple of minutes. Next hour, Sam Lyons has something to do. Right now, Jeff Clark is in the studio. He's helping us out with sound in the lair tonight with El Donk. Plus, he owns Green Delivery Service here in Madison. Jeff, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio once again, man.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
I appreciate your help with running the sound in the lair. Much appreciated. I know Rocker loves it, too, because it gives him a chance to focus on the interview instead of what's happening on the soundboard.
I have free hands.
Free hands, right.
Well, that's kind of my bread and butter, so I'm happy to help.
Well, we're happy to have you. A Green Delivery Service, we're happy to have that as well. What's new? What's going on?
Okay, so what's new? All right, well, we've got a bunch of new products. We're going to start carrying edibles. So we've got chocolate bars that are 100 milligrams. We've got three different flavors. There's Thin Mint Cookie, Cookies and Cream, and Salted Peanut Butter Banana Crunch. I've sampled all three. They're incredible.
Wow.
We're also going to start carrying gummies as well. They're 10 milligrams Delta 9 to 20 milligrams CBD. And there's two flavors, there's orange and blue raspberry. And coming Monday, we'll have a new flavor of flower in stock called Karma 2020, which is...
Karma 2020.
It's reportedly very skunky and funky. So check the website, greendeliveryservice.company.site. You can call me at 608-616-9918 or email at greendeliveryservicellc@gmail.com.
Super convenient. Go on the website. You pick out what you want. And, you know, someone shows up at your door a short time later delivering what you just ordered.
It's discreet delivery, discreet packaging, and we have a lot of flexible payment options. Google Pay, Apple Pay, credit card, debit card, cash, basically everything under the sun. Venmo, Cash App, PayPal.
That's awesome. I love the business model. I love the delivery of weed here in Madison. It's completely legal.
It's 100% legal. And actually, Jimmy, we just expanded a little bit. So it's Madison and the surrounding areas. And now we're shipping to 41 states in the United States.
There you go. So if you're listening,
check it out.
If you're listening to us in Colorado.
Colorado, you can order Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota, all these places. Hit me up.
greendeliveryservice.company.site. Green Delivery Service, get your buds right now.
Rod, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m.
Giannis. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Yes, sir. Giannis, back-to-back bombs. He has put the Bucks ahead.
Tonight, the Bucks take on the Houston Rockets at Toyota Center in Texas.
Giannis with a ferocious slam right in the face of Kelton Johnson with a foul as a cherry on top.
Now, here's the radio host of the Bucks, Justin Garcia.
Final game of this three-game road trip for the Bucks, and another one in Texas as tonight they tangle with the Rockets. Good evening, Bucks fans. I'm Justin Garcia, Joined as always by the voice of the Bucks, Dave Kane, as we get you set for tonight's matchup. And Dave, we'll get a little more context on it in a conversation that you had with Jay Crowder. We'll hear that a little bit later in the show. But that, as we approach the weekend, is really the big thing to point to for the Bucks. Is it's getting close. And again, not that Jay Crowder is going to fix everything we've seen start to pop up for this team recently, but that's going to be a big piece to add.
Yeah, it is, and I think that what Jay brings is a level of versatility that the Bucks have been seeking, particularly, as you mentioned, on that defensive side of the floor. But it's actually a similar dilemma to the one that the Rockets are facing right now without Dylan Brooks, who kind of checks some of those boxes as well for that team. But it's a guy that that the Bucks have missed. He's not a cure-all for everything that's going wrong with the Bucks on that defensive side of the ball, but I think he can help. And, you know, the other thing that will be interesting, I think that you're going to see when Jay does come back, at least to his way of thinking, that he's going to be able to bring a little bit more than even he had before. He mentioned to me that he thought that this injury was something that he felt from day four of training camp on. So he was playing with this for some time before it finally got untenable for him, and he felt like he had to deal with it. So, you know, we'll see what it looks like. It's obviously going to be a slow ramp up with his minutes and obviously regaining his rhythm, and that's the tricky part that I hated to see when he went out, was because he missed so much of last season sitting out with a contract issue before he was ultimately traded to the Bucks. They needed all that time to kind of figure out his place with the Bucks, and finally it seemed to hit his stride with a full off season with this team, was shooting 51% from three, and next thing you know he comes out with the injury, and 2 months later he's going to have to do it all over again. But it'll be a process, but it's one I think that he's obviously looking forward to, and I think so are the Bucks.
Yeah, certainly a big one. Again, we won't see Jay Crowder tonight, but it is getting close in terms of the return to the floor. A lot more information that we'll hear in the conversation you had with Jay earlier today. We'll hear that coming up momentarily. But we can't look fully ahead to this Rockets game until we take one quick look back at Thursday night. And we talked about this after the game, Dave, but it was billed as Wemby versus Giannis, and it lived up to the hype.
Oh, man, did it ever. This was just shot for shot, phenom against phenom, one of them of the younger variety and one of them the more veteran variety. And it, one of those games that, you know, I heard someone saying that this is the type of game that 10 years from now you will see on all the highlight reels when Giannis is a 39-year-old player and you got Wemby at 30 years old saying this was the first time they collided. It was a bit of a historical type of game, you have to think, assuming that Wemby lives up to the expectations, and I don't see any reason aside from injury to think that he won't. But it lived up to the billing and then some, and obviously from Milwaukee's perspective, good to get out of there with a win. You know, you can say what you will. Defense was not great again, but nonetheless, they found a way to win, and that's what this team has been doing all season long. And you know, Malik Beasley said it after the game when we talked to him. He said, look, this is good that we won, but we need to start winning these games a little easier, particularly against teams that are struggling the way the Spurs had. But, again, I'll say this again, too. I do think, and we've watched a lot of Bucks basketball, and we've seen when teams have maybe not deserved to be there as much as I thought San Antonio did. I thought San Antonio played up. Maybe the Bucks played a little bit down, certainly on the defensive side of things, but offensively, Milwaukee was sharp when they needed to be, and that was obviously the case late in that game. And for Giannis, what can you say about this guy? I mean, he plays at one speed. We've seen it so many times and made another statement to the league that while the future may be Victor Wembanyama, the present is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
It certainly was a glimpse at that future, but we saw that present and just how good that present is with another 40-plus points and a near 40-20-10 stat line from Giannis in the win. We'll check in with Dave again just before tip. That's the pregame brief brought to you by Jockey. Catch all the information you need to know heading into tonight's game with the Jockey pregame brief and see how your Milwaukee Bucks stack up against the competition. For nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. When we return, we'll get you caught up on some news around the NBA on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Why do challenge flags only exist in football? Think how useful they'd be in real life. Like when you're positive it's not your turn to walk the dog. Challenge flag. The neighbor's kid says it wasn't their ball that dented your car door. Challenge flag. Your friend paid you back, but you definitely don't remember that? Boom. Challenge flag. Imagine settling a disagreement with an instant replay. Why isn't the world like that? I guess it's because it's technically impossible. You know one thing no one would ever challenge? Protecting your home and auto with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Hey, honey, how was your trip to Menards?
Awesome. The Menards bag sale is back.
Oh, what's the bag sale?
You grab a bag in store and save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag. I got a new cordless drill, LED bulbs to help with the electric bill, stocked up on toothpaste, always need batteries, and paint for the mudroom, plus all my favorite snacks. Where are you going?
Menards. We're out of cleaning supplies.
Hurry in. Grab a bag in store now through January 14th. Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Time for a preview of the game with Justin Garcia on Buckshots.
The way he plays, the way that I play, it goes together. You know, we can really benefit from each other being on the floor.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Be sure to tune in at the start of each game for the Sargento tip-off for Holmes. Every time the Bucks win the opening tip, Sargento will donate $500 to Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. Taking a look at some NBA news, the big piece of news that came over the weekend is the reinstatement of Warriors forward Draymond Green, who will rejoin the team tomorrow after serving a 12-game suspension. It was indefinite. It lasts 12 games as the league reinstated him as of this morning. He's expected to need roughly a week of ramp-up, and it comes at a time the Warriors could use the help. They've dropped four of their last six games, dropping to 10th place in the Western Conference at 17-18, and just a half game in front of the Lakers for that final spot in the would-be play-in tournament. Some injury news for the Sixers is Joel Embiid will miss tonight's game against the Utah Jazz due to swelling in his left knee. It will be the eighth game this season that Embiid has missed. We point that out because the new collective bargaining agreement requires players to play in 65 regular season games to be eligible for awards such as the MVP or All-NBA honors, and Embiid already halfway towards that mark. Speaking of the Warriors, some bad news as Draymond Green is set to re-enter. Chris Paul is exiting. He suffered a left hand fracture. He'll undergo surgery next week. That came in the loss last night for the, excuse me, the win last night over the Detroit Pistons. It occurred midway through the third quarter. No timetable on a return for the 19-year veteran. And I mentioned the Lakers just behind the Warriors. They dropped their fourth straight game last night, losing to the Memphis Grizzlies. And after the game, LeBron James did not hold back, saying, quote, "We just suck right now." Lakers have gone 3-10 in their games played since winning the in-season tournament. When we come back, Dave Kane had a chance to catch up with the aforementioned Jay Crowder. You will hear that conversation after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Robert Hack Diamonds now open in Brookfield and the other location on 76 in Layton. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. Wish Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training, plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at wiscaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
J.
All right, moving along here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network, getting set for the Bucks and the Houston Rockets. One guy who will be playing hopefully soon, but not tonight, joins us now. His name is Jay Crowder, and he's coming back from RIJ. I'm going to have you tell me the name of this injury. All I know is it didn't sound very fun. What exactly are you coming back from now?
I'm going to dumb it down for everyone listening. It's a growing injury, a growing strain, a growing pull. And that's all it is.
Yeah, it sounded much more nefarious the first time I heard it. It sounded much more painful. This was no joke of an injury, and it was the first time you've gone through something like this, I know. And I know Dame went through something similar to this. First of all, did you get much guidance from him in terms of his comeback from this, and how much did you guys compare notes?
Yeah, Dame has been very great for me, and my decision on even doing the surgery was correlated through some conversations with him, with our medical staff and my agent and my own team. So he has been very helpful with this procedure. We went to the same doctor. I did the same procedure, same recovery thing as Dame, and as a lot of people before me who has a high success rate of bouncing back from this injury. So everything went well, and I'm very satisfied with my decision on making this happen, because I was playing with pain all year. You guys didn't know it. I'm not a complainer. I don't sit here and make excuses, but I've been playing with pain since training camp. So I've been dealing with this thing since training camp, and I just felt like that Orlando game, I couldn't move the way I wanted to. It was really holding me back to the point where I was like, okay, let's get an MRI, let's see what's going on. And exactly what I was feeling, what was going on. So I made a decision to get this thing under control.
So give us a sense for where you're at right now. What is your pain as we speak? And what is your prognosis for when you hope to be back, at least in the general terms?
I'm very thankful right now. I'm pain-free. I don't have any pain. I have the most I would say is discomfort here and there. But probably the past week or two, it's been no pain, no discomfort. So I'm very happy with that. And I'm looking forward to playing 5-on-5 in the next days. I'm going to try to give myself a chance to bounce back in a week or so. But we'll see. Now, there's no time. I don't have no set time on a game, or a specific game. But I do look forward to 5-on-5 tomorrow, starting my journey on returning back on the court.
You know, we always think about the physical side of this thing. Everything goes with an injury like this. There's a psychological element, too. You know, you last sat out most of last season. You started this season hot, and then this thing slows you down. What has that process been like, and how are you keeping your mind right?
It was a challenge. I think that's probably one of the most challenging things was my mental. Obviously, I felt like I wanted to be there for my teammates and be there for myself to help this help our team just go in the right direction and be a leader and be in a fight with the guys on a nightly basis. So a little disappointment from that standpoint of just me having to go do this procedure. But at the same time, I looked at 6 to 8 weeks of a time to just refocus, refocus on myself, refocus on my body and get my body where it needs to be to compete again at a high level. So that's why I've been channeling my inner thoughts of just being positive with myself, knowing that I got to gain my confidence and my movements back, and just taking it one day at a time. I've just been really – I think I probably had through this whole process, what I'm at week 7 right now, I think I probably had 4 bad days where I'm just mentally just – down and out, but still doing the work, but just really pissed off about, don't know what I'm pissed off about, but I'm pissed off that I'm not on the court probably. I just probably had like 4 days in this whole process where I was just in a rut. And I think other than that, I was able to get myself out and look ahead and be focused on what's ahead and get myself to where it needs to be.
All right, saving all that energy, coming to a arena near you. Jay Crowder, appreciate you taking the time, and good luck getting back. We're looking forward to seeing you on the court again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, Jay Crowder will be back in a moment as we get closer to tip-off in this one. You're listening to the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team, and I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus! What a play!
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks Debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Fizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Elevate your game day gear, or any outfit, with official merchandise from the Milwaukee Bucks Pro Shop. From authentic jerseys to exclusive apparel and accessories, the Bucks Pro Shop has everything you need to showcase your fandom wherever you go. Cheer the deer to victory with authentic Milwaukee Bucks items. Visit us at the Bucks Pro Shop at Fiserv Forum or Bayshore Mall, or shop online at shop.bucks.com.
It's time to go courtside.
Your job is just to put him in a position that where they can thrive. You know, the ball will be in his hand as well as the ball will be in Giannis' hands. But they're leading, you know, pick and rolls and making teams pay.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The Bucks and Hydride have teamed up with Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin to stop hunger through Steals for Meals. Hydrite will donate $75 to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin for every steal the Bucks have at home this season. Thank you to Hydrite for their support to fight hunger in our community. Time now to go courtside and hear the latest thoughts from Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
Just after the game, how did you feel? How was kind of playing that first back-to-back?
I think he felt great. No issues from what I've heard, and we had a good shoot around, so you know he'll be ready to go.
Jay is coming up on the 8 weeks post-op. Obviously, we've seen kind of where is he at, and is there a thought that this coming home stand?
He's progressing very nicely, working very diligently to get back. I think the next step for him is like 5-on-0 contact, and I think he's starting to get a little bit of that in, and then obviously, you know, he got to progress to getting some contact work. So he's still a little ways, but he's making great progress. So we anticipate, hopefully, you know, sooner than later, but he's doing a great job.
You guys have used that 2-3 zone throughout the season. What's it been like is that's now in the scouting report, right? Like it's not a surprise to teams that you're going to run a 2-3 zone. And how have teams kind of maybe adjusted to seeing that?
Well, I have no idea if it's in the scouting report or not. Like, you know, it's not something that we go into games. The biggest thing is just one of the things that we use to switch up our defense, try to break the rhythm. Sometimes it's either, you know, we're struggling man-to-man, or sometimes it's just maybe coming out of ATO. You just want to catch them with something different, you know, so it's not always a bad thing. Sometimes, like when you run zone, it's like in the NBA, it's almost like it's the worst thing in the world. But, you know, if a team scores and we're in zone, you know, everyone wants to jump out of it, but man to man, they score, you know, they could score all the time. A lot of that is just perception that you have to continue to educate, you know, not just the players, but the staff. It's that. You know, the zone is just it's a tool, it's an extension of our defense, it's something that we want to utilize because teams are really good sometimes and you got to be able to switch up the defense. So, but it's not something that I go into every game thinking like we got to play zone. Sometimes, a lot of times, it's on the fly. But our guys, you know, they in the beginning was a little bit foreign, but, you know, now that I'm calling in the ATOs, they all right, got you, coach, or on the fly. A lot of times after free throws, I may call it, and we adjust well. But it's, you know, when you go into the playoffs, and I always say this, but you got to be able to switch your defenses up. You got to be able to work on that stuff now so when we get in the, you know, April, May, and June, they're acclimated to it. And I'm not just throwing something foreign into, you know, trying to switch defenses up on something they have never worked on. So that's a lot of the reasons why I do it now.
Is there much rhyme or reason to when you stop playing that zone? Or is it simple? It's just when you start seeing it, it's time to start kind of figuring it out? Or what are you determining when you go away?
Like anything else, you know, I look at, you know, are we rebounding out of it? Are we giving, like sometimes they may score, but it may be the shots we want them to take and they make them and we'll stay in it. But, you know, if we're giving up, you know, offensive rebounds or if we're giving up wide open threes and they knock down a couple of them, I may jump out of it. But overall, I think our players really have gotten extremely comfortable with it. But there's still some work to do. You know, just like man-to-man, you're always working to get better. You know, there's still a lot of zone concepts. You know, as to your point, as far as, you know, teams may, you know, be ready for it a little bit more where they're called certain plays. But I think for the most part, we've been handling it pretty well.
What is it about this team that slows down the fast break?
Are you referring to Houston?
Yeah.
Well, no, I can only speak for us. You know, they do a really good job as far as, one, we got to take care of the basketball, number one, you know, so we can get out, you know, and get stops as well. But, you know, they do a lot of switching as well. You know, they're agile, they get back. You know, it's another game that we got to be great when they go to their switching defense, especially with Giannis and Dame. So, like, some teams stay in coverage for Giannis and Dame, and traditionally. Last game, they were able to do a lot of switching, you know, and they put, you know, some agile guys out there on the floor. And, you know, usually they stay in coverage with Brooke and Sagoon. But outside of that, when they start subbing, you know, all five of those guys sprinting back. And, you know, you got – they play a little bit of a small ball where they can be quick. And we have to be able to, you know, counter that. We're used to it. You know, we play Indiana. They do – you know, they have the same kind of guard play, you know, forward play. So I thought they did a good, you know, Houston, you know, they did a good job of switching on this last game, and they have guys that can sit down and guard and defend us. So we just got to execute a little bit harder.
It's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin as his team gets set to take on the Houston Rockets. We'll take a look at the injury report after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Fraidert.com to find out how.
What's better than free? How about play free all year? This January at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee, you can win over $2,000 in reward play every month, all year long. Just play your favorite games to earn prize drawing entries. Then stop by each Thursday night in January to see if you're a winner. $400,000 in prizes is up for grabs. Over 40 winners each week. Yeah, free is for me. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Hey, it's Bobby Portis, and I love playing basketball in Milwaukee. When I drive down the lane, I move fast and make sudden moves to drive to the hoop and score. But when I'm behind the wheel in the driving lane, I control my drive. I don't speed or make sudden movements. Speeding and reckless driving are the leading causes of traffic injuries and deaths in Wisconsin. Do what I do. Control your drive. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in, Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Wisconsin DOT.
The Brewers Kids Crew, presented by U.S. Bank, is back for the 2024 season. For just $35, get your little one set up like a super fan when they become an official Kids Crew member. Each kit comes with six 2024 ticket vouchers, a ballpark tour, and awesome Brewers merch like a City Connect jersey and limited edition sunglasses. Learn more at brewers.com/kidscrew.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Almost tip time in Houston. Let's get you caught up on the injury report for both the Bucks and the Rockets. Starting with the Bucks, no change here, an almost clean injury sheet. Jay Crowder, the only name there. He is out with left adductor surgery recovery, though, as we continue to hear, closer and closer to a return for Jay Crowder. Marquise Bolden, Ty Washington, Lindell Wigginton, and Chris Livingston all out as well on assignment with the Wisconsin Herd. As for the Rockets, no Dylan Brooks, out with a right oblique strain. Tari Eason also out with the left leg management. And Victor Oladipo remains out as well with that left patellar surgery. The injury report brought to you by Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. When we return, we'll be rejoined by Dave Kane and give you some keys to tonight's matchup on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Robert Hack Diamonds sells lab-grown diamonds for crazy low prices. The price on these diamonds has dropped to where Robert Hack Diamonds can sell 1 carat for $5.99. Yes, you heard me right. Get a 1 carat diamond at Robert Hack Diamonds for $5.99. Time to buy yourself a new pair of diamond studs. How about the diamond solitaire pendant? With prices these low, why not get 2 or 3 carat single diamond? Robert Hack Diamonds now open in Brookfield and in Greenfield, 76 and Layton. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Almost tip time in Houston for the Bucks and the Rockets. Joined now by Dave Kane. And Dave, as we mentioned, almost a clean injury sheet for the Bucks. It's just Jay Crowder. You're getting close on that. But for tonight's opponent, two very big names that the Rockets will be without in Tari Eason and Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, and the Dylan Brooks one is the one that has really hurt them in terms of the defensive side of things. Their numbers. This has been a team that's hung its hat on defense all season long, but in their five-game recent stretch without him, their defense is allowing 118 points per 100, ninth worst in the league in that span. They were about 8 points per 100 better before he left the lineup. So they've missed him, and I think they will again tonight. But I'll tell you this much. I also expect this group to come out with a lot more edge and a much more chippy bunch, particularly after their head coach, Ime Udoka, who's been harping on that all season about with this group trying to get them tougher. And they played like that for most of the season, but he really called them out after that loss last night to Minnesota. But, again, they are on the second of a back-to-back themselves, so Milwaukee should have the advantage on that side of things. But unlike Thursday when the Bucks were playing their second straight away from home, tonight the Rockets won't have to travel their second straight one at home. So we'll see if the Bucks can use that rest advantage to their advantage tonight. But also interesting, though, to watch how this Rocket team responds after more or less getting a dress down by Minnesota.
Yeah, and the injuries certainly on the Bucks side with those two names out for the Rockets. Jay Crowder out for the Bucks. The rest as well, as you mentioned, night two of a back-to-back for Houston, albeit in the same building. The other thing is the Rockets have gone in streaks all season long. They have not had any one-offs, win or lose. It has always been a win streak or a losing streak. So we'll see if that holds tonight as they lost last night, which would mean they're due for a 2 or 3 game losing streak.
Well, let's hope so, but we'll see. To me, I'm really interested to watch the Bucks and see if they can use that three ball as a weapon as they have for so much of the season against number one defense, allowing the lowest three-point percentage in the league. So that'll be interesting to see if Milwaukee can dial it up from distance tonight or not, too.
Statistical analysis I just gave you, and you totally dismissed it with, we'll see. We'll see if they... If